Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Pure Vacations podcast. My name is Dan Pratt and I'm Chief Operating Officer at Pure One Group. I'm joined by Wesley Baker, who's our CEO of Pure One Group as well, and also best-selling author, as many of you listening will be aware of. And today we are really lucky to be joined by Sam Lupson, and he's from Resort Experts, and we're going to be talking to him all about what he does, what the business does, how travel has changed, how it's evolving, and give you all those great insights and some little nuggets of great information you'd normally expect to get from this podcast, which is obviously an insight into travel and giving our listeners that extra bit of touch rather than through the normal channels. So on today's show...
You on the run or something, do you know what I mean? It was like... Yeah.
I mean, I know all this, obviously, Sam, because I know about your operation, but... seen his stuff. Seen his stuff all over the place, Dan, when you've been a rep out overseas, even if you don't speak the language, when you go, you end up knowing pretty lot when you leave.
I speak French fluently since living in France.
Been on charge all morning, though. €20 on Amazon.
Journey with us to the corners of the earth, where stories come alive and dreams take flight. From the bustling streets of Tokyo to the serene shores of Bora Bora, every destination has a tale, and we're here to share it. Brought to you by the man who's trekked the peaks, dived the depths, and explored the vast expanse of our beautiful world. Here's your captain for today's adventure, the seasoned traveler and the voice of voyages, Wesley Baker. And alongside Wesley is Dan Pratt.
Sam, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time today. So, if you'd like to just introduce yourself, let us know who you are, and then as initial thoughts.
Yeah, hi, Dan. Lovely to meet you, and Wesley as well. I'm Sam from Resort Experts, which is a host agency in the UK. With a slight difference. All of our agents are actually based overseas, which we started in 2023.
Cool, amazing. Thanks so much. And I'm looking forward to diving into that bit deeper. And also welcome, as I mentioned, Wesley's here as well. So welcome, Wesley. Lovely to have you on as always. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Dan. It's nice that you remembered me for once, which makes a change. Anyway, shall we plug straight on to Sam? So Sam, I like the idea of Resort Experts. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful concept, and wish I'd thought of it, actually, to be honest. It's a great idea. Can you get down to the nitty-gritty of it? So what is Resort Experts if you'd never heard of it before, and why are you so special?
Well, it's probably easy to give you a bit of background on it, Wesley. It's so myself and my business partner, Paul Hoods, we'd been working together for about 6 years. Within destination side of it. So Paul was the original founder of Holiday Taxis. We met up and we were building apps for basically like a holiday rep online. These apps were going out to the likes of TUI or Destination Services, Travel Republic, Olympic Holidays. And this was all way before COVID started. And then post-COVID, we were sort of looking at other opportunities, and we saw this massive rise in the home working agencies in the UK. And, I did a bit of research into them, and it looked like everybody's working in different ways and paying their commissions in different ways, this, that, and the other. And I was lucky enough to run a Facebook group as a bit of a side project called Stories of a Holiday Rep. And I just said to Paul one day, I said, wouldn't it be, if you're booking a holiday to Greece or Benidorm or Turkey or wherever, surely it'd be better to book it with somebody that actually lives there. And we were lucky to have Stories of a Holiday Rep group that had 18,000 ex reps that had insanely good knowledge of their destination. We saw this over the years when somebody put, I'm looking for a holiday to Turkey or Corfu, the response that these reps gave back, because they had either lived there or had worked in that destination, knew the destinations inside and out, and the level of response was so much better. So 2023, I think it was, we met up. I'm actually based down in Spain, and Paul came over, and we sat down and just went through everything for a weekend, and that's where it came about. So we thought, right, what can a resort expert do? They can be the travel agent, they can be the holiday rep, they can be our local contractor, because the rise in social media nowadays with so many destination experts, they're getting asked the same questions over and over again, and we essentially gave them a way to monetize their responses.
Well, we can't wait. It sounds great. I mean, so for those that may not understand, so effectively they're travel agents, but they're focusing specifically in those destinations. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, they can sell anywhere. They don't have to just sell their holidays in their own destination. They can sell everywhere, but they're essentially a home working travel agent, and they use their social media network, their connections in destination, because let's face it, if you're going on holiday, one of the first things you do when you start researching it is actually go and have a look on Facebook or Instagram and check out and ask some questions. Can anybody recommend a hotel? And what we're finding now with our agents is they're getting recommended. When somebody asks one of these questions, somebody says to them, yeah, speak to Jeff or Amy or Jamie, and they'll be able to give you and actually book it for you as well. So they can sell everything. But the other beauty of it is
how does a customer get so say for example, let's use me as an example. I mean, I know all this, obviously, Sam, because I know about your operation, but I'm a new customer, so I don't know about Resort Experts. Do I go to resort-experts.com website and then you siphon that off to the individuals, or are the individuals advertising themselves as their own little travel agencies? How's it work? How do the public interact with you?
It's the same as any host agency based in the UK, so they're advertising themselves on social media and on the web and throughout their networks. They're doing that already in the UK. A lot of the guys in the UK are actually infiltrating the destination based networks and saying, hey, I can book this. And, I even saw one that set up a Facebook group for a particular hotel in Benidorm the other day. So they're already doing it from the UK. The only difference is they're based in the UK, whereas our guys are actually based in destination. So, they're researching the destination. They're often seeing the videos that the agents put up. And these videos are not just of pictures, they're of them walking around the town and walking, doing reviews of hotels. And that's how the customers are finding all through social media.
Well, we can't wait. So can you give me a couple of examples of what would you say are the best nuggets of information that some of your customers have fed back to being kind of your USP? Have you got any examples like that? A quirky restaurant found?
I'll give you a great one. So one of our agents, Jeff, who's our first agent, he's based out in Benidorm. He started from scratch, from zero followers, was an ex-holiday rep from many years ago, has been in Benidorm 30 years, and he's stood up and he started getting his name. I mean, he's now got 80,000 followers or something on, and every day he's posting stuff out. But, Jeff actually goes and meets the guests at the hotels. And prime example with him, he tapped into the customer section that using disabilities and, needed assistance. So he booked a holiday for some customers. He always goes down to the hotel before they arrive and double checks everything okay and make sure they've got the right room and this, that, and the other. One day the wrong room had been booked, and he made sure that it got changed, and the guests arrived, they knew nothing. Now, if that guest had arrived and that room hadn't been checked, they wouldn't have been able to get into the room because of the size of the wheelchair that they needed. So it was all sorted and they were none the wiser. He met them at the reception, got them all checked in, helped them take the bags to the room, and was there on tap, all day long. I mean, we had one this morning, Emma out in Lanzarote. There was an issue with the name on the booking. It was a bed bank booking. And obviously, if you go through the technology, you just get the automated responses to try and change it. There was no rooms left in this hotel. So if we cancelled the booking to rename it, it could have been a problem. She just went down to the hotel, befriended the resort manager, the reception manager, and it was all sorted within about 10 minutes. Now, that's the sort of level that these guys can do because they're there. And then also, you know, the network that we're building, you know, they can ask all the other places because, you know, Jeff will get asked about the Canary Islands or, you know, Antalya and stuff like this that he doesn't know. He can then go to the other resort experts and say, hey, has anybody got any information? You know, can anybody tell me about this hotel? And more than likely, we've got somebody there that can answer the question or that's worked there.
Well, we can't wait. Okay, taking it one level there, because they're really good examples. So customers are booking through a tour operator through resort experts.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So it'd be like a Jet2 or a TUI or something else like that. But where you're stepping in is because the resort knowledge of selling that holiday to an individual is far, far greater than they're going to get from a reservationist or from a standard travel agent, because their knowledge is firsthand in many ways. And then they're going up one step further where they're actually double checking on top of the tour operator stuff, because a lot of the tour operators no longer have that great service that we used to have, that you and I, Sam, used to do when we were out in resort. They don't do that anymore, do they? So, okay, that's really interesting. Okay, any more questions, Dan?
No, I just think that's fantastic. So, like you said, it's having that local knowledge. I currently live in Paris, and let's look at London as an example. For example, so you're visiting London and you want to go out for a drink, and you don't know London very well, you don't go to a pub on Oxford Street. You find the places off the beaten track. Same as like all of these unique places. I know there's the purposes of like TripAdvisor, and which people can recommend, but you still got to kind of actively search, and you're relying on algorithms to still provide you. So having that local knowledge is absolutely key. And I'm guessing that they know not just the reps, but they've got a whole network of people in their areas that they could utilize to pull on club owners or bar managers or restaurant owners. And it sounds fantastic. So my question is, you've got a lot in place and a lot of infrastructure already set up. So where are you going to take it further? How are you going to increase this and perfect this even more?
Do you hear it? The world is calling. From untouched beaches to the heartbeats of age-old cities, Pure Vacations is your gateway to authentic travel experiences. We don't just take you to destinations. We dive deep into their soul. With expert insights, local secrets, and mesmerizing tales. Our online travel blog is your compass to the world's wonders. Pure Vacations. Discover. Explore. Be inspired. Your journey begins here. Visit purevacations.com.
So we're actually just about to launch the next stage of Resort Experts. Up until now, all of our experts have been what we call traditional travel agents. So they do the admin, they do the booking, you know, they're set up much in the same way as any other UK-based, you know, travel agent that works for a host agency. The next step for this is, as much as I hate the word, is the destination influencers. So every destination around the world has at least four or five groups the activity on these groups, especially through Facebook, is insane. So we've just built all the technology to enable these groups to monetize themselves. And to quote a couple of the other YouTubers out there, you know, I prefer the term sort of key person of influence. And that's what we want to really promote these destination-based influencers as. If they don't want to go down the whole route of being a full-blown travel agent, but want to help monetize their networks. You know, some of these networks are 200,000-400,000 people, but they want to be able to offer the hotels, not via just a simple affiliate link, which they not always get as much money for, and things with cookies and problems. But they actually want their own bookable system that will be able to do the hotels. We'll be able to build our own villa network via this group, be able to actually go to the excursions directly in destination. Prime example of that, we were in Corfu a couple of years ago, and Paul, my business partner, was a rep in Corfu. I think it was the 80s, but anyway, might be a bit later than that. you know, and he was chatting with the DMC there, and he said, look, you're still selling the same stuff that we used to sell 40 years ago. I went, well, that's all there is. And actually, no, there's loads more in destination that the big DMCs don't pick up on. And if those DMCs aren't picking it up, how are the tourists that are booking through a, you know, normal tour operator that are using the DMCs to supply the activities, getting access to those, you know, the activities that are not really well promoted? So using these destination influencers, we'll be able to go, you know, we'll use them to contract for us, to build that network even more, and yeah, go from there.
Sounds like you're moving towards eventually becoming a tour operator.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, is that on the cards?
There is potentially in a year or two's time, when we start, you know, directly contracting accommodation and stuff like that, if possible. At the moment, it's not on the radar.
Okay, so with the resort experts at the moment, how many tour operating brands do you represent within? I mean, how many agreements do you have in place, or is it like 5, 10, 15, 20, or is it?
I think there's about 70. Different options. I mean, look, when you start out in this, you know, we didn't go with one of the major host agencies that give you that set supply, that you're only allowed to sell those. We ended up with PTS, which suited our model much, much better. Because, you know, with PTS, you could then go and say, right, I want to contract this Stag and Hen supplier in Benidorm that's not on the radar of any of the other operators. And with the other operators, you'd have to go through paperwork, this, that, and the other. We just went, right, let's go with PTS.
And you're still PTS now?
Absolutely, yeah.
We're PTS as well, Sam. So,
all right, okay.
Yeah, we felt that it was a really good way to.
It's a good model
financially.
It is a good model, and you know, it's enabled us to bring on lots of different operators that, you know, are not the standard ones, not the normal ones, and also directly contract with hotels through them as well.
Yeah.
So it's worked really, really well for us.
That's great. Well, that's really, really interesting stuff there, and I think it's really, really useful. So do you still get all the late deals and everything else that come through, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, and. Obviously, your business model is based around the individuals themselves acting as individual travel agents, but the essence is that they're based there. So really, for example, Jeff in Benidorm, his strength is in the disabled and disability area within Benidorm. So he's literally locked himself in to that market, from what you're saying. How many resorts have you actually got people in at this moment, or is that too confidential for you to share?
No. So the funny thing is, I put on our WhatsApp group the other day, you know, I think we've got really about 10 or 11 really active agents. You know, there are other ones that do the odd booking here and there, you know, from Costa Rica and, you know, all over the place, but really active agents, about 10 or 11 on there. We aim in by the end of January to knock that up to about 30 or 40. We've taken the decision this year to go, right, for the traditional travel agent, we want to bring on people that either have travel agency experience or were ex-holiday reps. Those two, you know, that's going to be the limit on it. That's why we're bringing in the other part of the company, the destination influencers, to people that haven't done that side of it. Because there is still lots of things, you know, to sell a holiday. You know, you need to know to be able to sell a holiday correctly. So we cover about 11 destinations, but within those... those agents, especially the top ones, they've worked and repped in ridiculous amounts of destinations. You know, we've just taken on a new guy down in Oaxaca that I said to him, you know, where have you worked the other day? You know, where have you worked in the past? And he was previously with TUI, started off as a rep. And he went, right, I was a destination manager in Austria, covered part of Germany in the Dolomites. Then was in Egypt. Then was in Torremolinos. Then was in Cyprus. Then was in Benidorm. I was like, are you on the run or something? Do you know what I mean? It was like, and we find this, you know, that's why we've really gone after the reps, because their knowledge is insane, you know, and their knowledge of other people that work in these places is insane as well. You know, stories of a holiday rep started on a Monday. By the Friday, we were 14,000 people in that group completely organically. So their network is insanely good.
Well, we can't wait.
Well, we've also just started recruiting for our company actually through it as well. So you know, your group, your original group, has given us one particular employee who's coming on board that we're really pleased
excellent.
With. And it's fantastic. And I personally belong to it, as you know, that group, and I find it really entertaining group. Actually, it's quite nice. It's very informative and very friendly, genuinely very friendly, which is great.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, that.
Okay, so obviously you did a standard tour packages. Do you do just the ground arrangements through other operators, and do you do organised flights for them as a separate thing?
We are, as a company, haven't got our own asshole yet. That looks like it's coming next year. We've just not needed it up until now. So dynamically packaging, we tend to do with companies like JTA, Jetset, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. However, that could change next year. We tend to do mostly packages. However, there's a massive focus for us now on accom only. Accom only is great for us. And, you know, we work with, like everybody else, we work with a number of the bed banks, the villa stuff that we're now going to be starting to contract directly in destination, because every one of our agents that comes on in resort, you know, if you've lived overseas before, you always know at least two or three people that have got a villa or an apartment for rent, stuff like that. Or somebody that runs three or four, you know.
And you've got the excursions as well. I mean, the thing about having a resort expert out there is you've got people actually with the excursions. So there'll be local little excursions that the bigger companies, the bigger tour operators won't sell within their travel reps, but you would be able to easily promote them.
We can promote. We don't do a huge amount with excursions up till now. I mean,
I can see that's something coming though, Sam.
There's huge amounts of money in excursions. The plan is for the excursions is where, you know, what we'd like to do with our next steps is actually build our own excursion managing system, you know, because at the moment the excursions we sell through Musement and, you know, the other companies out there, and, you know, it's, you don't kind of get the same knowledge and you don't get the same service that you get with somebody that goes, you know, speak to Pedro, he'll get you on the boat and this, that and the other. And so it's more of a recommendation at the moment rather than a commercial side of the business, but that will change over next year.
Well, we can't wait. Really interesting.
What's been some of your favourite destinations and why? And
mine, Menorca will always have a special place in my heart. That was where I first, so I was 18 when I left the UK. And I was shipped off to Menorca for two summers as a holiday rep with JMC. That place I absolutely adore. You know, the beaches there are just, you know, pristine, and it's not overly crowded, you know, great for family. I mean, for me, it's just a 30-minute short hop on a flight, so I can go over there. You know, I can go and spend the weekend snorkeling with my daughter over there and absolutely love it. All the Balearic Islands, I adore. After that, Thailand. I had a really good family holiday for a month, which I realized yesterday was 7 years ago, over to Koh Lanta, which really, really enjoyed that style of life. I mean, it's always funny when people live abroad. Somebody said to me the other day, when you go on holiday, you want to go somewhere better than you live. And, you know, that really struck me, because I do live in, you know, although I'm 10 minutes outside of Benidorm, actually Albir and Altea is stunning. And, you know, the people around here, it's a very, very nice place. You know, I said to my daughter, you know, where do you want to go on holiday this year? And, you know, do you want to go to Mallorca, beach holiday? She went, no, I want to go camping up in northern Spain or something like that. And so it's finding somewhere completely different to where I live. Those are the places, you know. Northern Spain for me is stunning. Segovia, I played golf up there a couple of years ago in just north of Madrid. It's beautiful. I mean, Spain, I absolutely love, because it's got so much different things to offer.
Okay. And how's your Spanish?
His Spanish is good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yo hablo español. Casi perfecto. No, casi perfecto no. I get by. I get by pretty well. And
You adjust, don't you? That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, look, Dan, when you've been a rep out overseas, even if you don't speak the language when you go, you end up knowing pretty lot when you leave. Well, we can't wait. The other thing I want to ask, Sam, is Do you have like a lot of resort groups within Facebook at all? Have you set up little groups for the resort experts individually, or are they doing that themselves? And how does someone listening to this who is already out in resort and didn't know about you, how do they go about joining you?
So we tried going down the route ourselves in, you know, as a company of setting up groups. It really wasn't, you know, unless you're there, it's very difficult to do. And although saying that, I set up one in Salou when I lived there about 7 or 8 years ago, and somebody mentioned it to me the other day and went, "Do you realize you've got 6,000 people on this group?" No, I didn't even know I had the group. But the agents are doing it themselves. So like Jeff, for instance, is, you know, he went from 0 to 70, 80,000. I mean, he's making really, really good money actually off Facebook now, for the videos that he does. So the agents are doing it themselves. We do focus a heck of a lot on technology within what we do. You know, I come from a tech background. I love tech, and you know, we when we came into the industry of selling holidays, we realized that a lot of the tech was 20, you know, it looked like some of it looked like
Antiquated.
20
It's
years out. It was
antiquated. It's antiquated.
antiquated. I mean, it was based on legacy systems, clunky. And so, you know, within the company, we started building our own tech. And it was, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the agents to actually help them with their marketing of boosting up these groups, things they can be doing, a lot of training on that. You know, we launched in January this year a quoting system that is helping the agents actually market their holidays as well. So yeah, there's a lot of focus on that. And any agent, you know, if there are agents out there or people that are living in destination that go, "Yeah, I want to be a resort expert," just go onto the website, and there's a bit at the bottom for the company page. You can hear all about it. We do a meeting. We make sure that, you know, it is the right fit for you. We take all the training step by step. We don't just go, "There's everything," and, you know, go for it. So we do a buddy up
Is there a
system.
joining fee for them, or?
Yeah, no, we charge £150 joining fee. That basically gets all the training systems
That's
and all
very
your setup
good. That's
done.
very good, Sam. Some of the companies charge thousands.
Yeah, we didn't need to. And again, because I think a lot of the other companies, you know, they're recruiting in the UK. Often, you know, when they charge thousands, it's people that are starting out in the industry. Whereas us, you know, they have a lot of the knowledge that the guys in the UK don't, when it comes to destination. You know, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of agents in the UK that've got amazing, you know, knowledge in their in some destinations that they work with. But you know, their knowledge is about around the holidays and, you know, how to deal with this, that,
And
and
it's
the
not
other.
daily knowledge. I mean, that's the thing. These guys have got daily knowledge. They know exactly what's going on a daily basis.
Exactly. I mean, we did something. I remember during COVID, this was sort of before Resort Expert started, but was we had another company called Hangout on Holiday at the time. And you know, we saw all the misinformation going out every day on all the groups. And you know, I said to Bruce over there, I said, "Look, you know, we've got all these guys in resort, you know, Hangout on Holiday, we was, you know, it was a similar sort of thing without selling a holiday. Why don't we do some videos, you know, of actually what's happening there?" You know, and that misinformation at a time of something like COVID or the fires in roads or floods or stuff like that, you suddenly get a spread on social media. "Oh, the whole place is blowing up, this, that, that." Actually, no, let's just get it down to the right information. And that's where we came in. We were doing videos on Travel Gossip every week.
We lost Sam. I've lost him.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Sam. I thought that was just my headphones.
Your battery's gone.
I thought that was my headphones. I was there fiddling around with my wire, wondering if it would come out.
Hear me now?
Yeah, I can
Yeah,
hear
we
you now.
can.
Yeah.
That was your mic went.
My battery's gone. It's been on charge all morning, though. €20 on Amazon. That's what you get for it.
Well, we're close to ending anyway, but
Where did I get to anyway? Where could you?
you're on about. You were doing all the you've seen how you'd taken the videos and had a look at everything and how it was all coming together. Quite nice.
Yes. Yeah, so we were doing lots of videos of just showing people what's actually happening in destination because of the misinformation that's being spread. And like you said, that the trust now, you know, in building that trust with the customer, I think, is the most important. If you've got the knowledge, it helps insanely. You know, they know that they feel comfortable, especially holidays are high ticket item. They want to know that they're going to the right place.
Well, we can't wait. Super. Okay, and so probably to wind up now, your Christmas period, it must be going to be an exciting booking period for you. Is it sort of like December to March is a good time for you?
Yeah, so January is when it all starts. Normally, after the first week in January is when it all kicks off. Now is all about training the agents. We're recruiting new agents. We've got a new CRM that we've gone ahead and built ourselves because couldn't find what we wanted. So it's non-stop now until beginning of Jan, and then it's sales time and getting the agents to put all their material out there on a daily basis.
Super. Right. Well, I think he's done really well there, Dan. I think he's answered an awful lot of good questions and he's explained exactly what Resort Experts is about. I think it's a fantastic opportunity and for the customers wanting to listen and take a look at and get real experience when they're booking a holiday. I think this is a really good thing.
I completely agree. So, just to anybody listening, just to confirm, the website is resort-experts.com. That's resort-experts.com. Do check it out. It's a great website, really easy to use. You can choose your country, choose your agent, and go from there. And also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And also, please go to purevacations.com and sign up to our newsletter as well. And you'll have lots more information around travel inspiration and going from there. So just before we round off today's show then, any final words from yourself, Sam, and then same for Wesley?
From my side, no. I mean, listen, if you're looking to book a holiday and you want to get in touch with one of our agents and use the website, if you are looking to, we are recruiting at the moment, so anybody that is fancies a working with Resort Experts and working with us grow, then you can get in touch, Sam, at resort-experts.com.
Perfect. And same for you, Wesley. Any final words for today?
No, I just think of what we're seeing here is an evolution of the travel agencies. Travel agencies went from the high street. They're back in the high streets now, but they've gone from the high streets to the home workers. And this is effectively taking the home workers to a whole new level. It's taken to resort workers now, effectively resort home workers, really, which is great. And it just means that to those that don't understand travel agencies, it's just another way of booking your holiday, but with an expert on an individual one-to-one basis, really, which is fantastic.
Cool. Well, that's been fantastic and appreciate everybody listening as always. Without you, we obviously wouldn't have this podcast. So it's been really, really helpful. So have a lovely rest of your day. Have a lovely rest of your week. Like I said, don't forget to subscribe and we look forward to speaking to you all very, very soon on episode 7 in a few weeks. So, thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day and bye-bye.
As the sun sets on another journey, we fold our maps, pack our memories, and get ready for the next adventure. Every voyage may come to an end, but the stories, they linger, resonating in our hearts. Remember, every destination is a doorway to a new experience, a new story. Keep exploring and keep dreaming. This has been Pure Vacations with your hosts, Wesley Baker and Dan Pratt. Until next time, let your heart wander and your feet will follow.